The World This Week. Business.
Google went on trial in Washington in the biggest antitrust case brought against a tech company since Microsoft's trial in 1998. In its opening statement, the Department of Justice said that Google had illegally sought to maintain its monopoly in internet search, giving it a 90% share of the market, and asked whether Google will ever face meaningful competition. It accused Google of striking deals with internet and phone companies to display its search engine prominently. Google denies wrongdoing and argues that forcing people to use inferior products does not constitute competition. The trial is expected to last 10 weeks. Apple launched the iPhone 15. The new device replaces Apple's Lightning connector with USB-C, a change forced on Apple by the European Union, which has ruled that all phones must use the standard port. People who buy the 15 will have to ditch their Lightning accessories, such as speaker docks, but the new phone will be able to connect to a wider range of devices using USB-C. Arm priced its IPO at $51 a share, the top end of its price range, just ahead of its debut on the Nasdaq exchange. The eagerly awaited share offering of the British chip designer was heavily oversubscribed. Meanwhile, Instacart said it hoped to price its shares in another hotly anticipated tech IPO at a range of between $26 to $28. The online groceries firm is aiming for a valuation of $9.3 billion, far below the $39 billion it was said to be worth in 2021. The President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, announced that the Commission would investigate subsidies given to Chinese makers of electric vehicles, which have flooded global markets. European manufacturers of EVs were being undercut by state subsidies in China, she said. Chinese car makers such as BYD have overtaken their American and European rivals in bringing cheaper EVs to market and are expanding rapidly overseas as a consequence. Bernard Looney abruptly resigned as chief executive of BP. The energy giant said it was reviewing fresh claims of Mr. Looney's conduct in personal relationships with colleagues and that he had not been fully transparent in previous disclosures. Mr. Looney became CEO in 2020, boosting BP's commitment to renewables with an aim to reach net zero emissions by 2050. His departure comes amid mounting scepticism among green investors about BP's pledges. The British government's latest auction of contracts for offshore wind projects fails to win a single bid. Although the government increased the amount of subsidy available, contractors claimed it was not enough to offset their spiralling costs.